presents E3 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
All right, so we're still here at E3 2019, and we have a special guest here. Present yourself, man.
Hello. This is Mike Williams, US Gamer.
All right, man. I know you know Pete and Paris for a very long time, right? A couple of events in the past.
I mean, I know Pete, and I mean, not everyone wants to say that they know Paris.
It's all good. So let's talk about E3 2019, man. Your thoughts about this year's event or what? What you think?
It's been a show. There's always stuff to cover. There's always stuff to cover, and it's always feels busy. But then, you get on the show floor, right? And it hasn't felt that busy.
I think not having PlayStation here,
it's hurt, a big change.
Hurt the show because a lot of people are not here. A lot of people, but I think it might change next year once the next gen consoles, once it's getting closer.
Certainly, we'll come back.
Yeah, but my question is, I mean, as of right now, ESA haven't announced the dates for the next year's show, have they? Or because I haven't read anything.
I haven't, but I heard that they are coming back here.
They're coming back.
Yeah.
For one more year, or they already made a deal for a couple more years?
I don't know if they made a deal for a couple more years, but...
Well, it makes sense because next year's a big year in gaming. You know, next gen consoles, a lot of
next
new stuff coming out.
Next year's the transition.
Yeah, and so many games in spring too. Wow. Yeah.
And it was definitely a start of a transition of this year because there's the consoles, but there's also cloud gaming. Gaming is going in a ton of different directions and mobile.
Yeah.
And auto chess, Dota, Valve just released Dota Auto Chess just on the random.
Mm-hmm.
So the year is just changing up all the time.
Yeah, definitely. Now, my question to you, what are the games that stood out to you the most so far?
All right, so I'm gonna say Watch Dogs Legion hit me real hard.
Really good, right?
Yeah, the idea that you can play as anyone.
Do you think that was the biggest surprise of the show, you think, or no?
No, the biggest surprise of the show is Breath of the Wild 2.
Oh,
that Nintendo even talked about that because Nintendo usually doesn't talk about a game
that early
unless they know it'll be out in a year or two or something like that. Like Animal Crossing, we knew it existed, but this was the first time they showed it.
Mm-hmm.
Breath of the Wild 2 was
it was really random. What I also read that game is supposedly going to be darker than Majora's Mask.
Right, they said that in the thing. They said that it's darker than Majora's Mask, and they were inspired by Red Dead Redemption 2.
Holy crap!
Which is what?
Yeah, that's crazy.
No, that's going to be so. It's going to be two RPGs that are really good.
Mm-hmm.
The Outer Worlds.
I heard great things about that.
Vampire Bloodlines 2.
Ooh,
both first person RPGs, but they're real. Real deep, lots of dialogue choices, lots of role playing, lots of options.
Really cool.
Yeah.
Was there any disappointment?
I'm going to be real. This is a spoiler. Well, by the time it comes up, the article will be published. But Marvel's Avengers was disappointing to me. And actually, the Marvel game for me was Marvel Ultimate Alliance for Switch.
Yeah.
That's the real legit Marvel game.
Wait. You mentioned the Switch.
Yeah, man. The Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 for Nintendo Switch.
Okay, so that was a disappointment?
No. Avengers, Marvel's Avengers from Crystal Dynamics was disappointing for me. It's just
wow. But I played the one for the Switch, and that is legit.
That's what I was saying. And so
legit.
Article I was writing was literally Marvel Ultimate Alliance better than
as a fan of Marvel. Why it was disappointed. I haven't seen the game. Pete actually is right now in line to check out the presentation.
So two things. One, the character designs, they just feel kind of lifeless.
Okay.
And two, the presentation that they have has gameplay, but it doesn't really give you a feeling of what the rest of the game is going to be like.
Mm.
The way I describe it is Destiny 2. Like, if you play through the campaign, that's good and all. It's got the spectacle and everything. But that doesn't tell you really what Destiny 2 is like.
It's like, yeah, I agree.
And so this thing is like I want to know from them, what's the game like? Whereas Ultimate Alliance 3, I hopped on that, and I was
But it feels like you know what's coming.
Right.
Right? Yeah. You play four players? Shit. We play four players.
Oh, I didn't play. I played by myself, switching between characters.
Okay, but we had four people playing at the same time. It was really cool. Really cool. See, I was Wolverine. I'm trying to remember what Pete was. I know we have Captain Marvel. Somebody was using that.
Yeah, that's what I did. I did Wolverine, Captain Marvel, Miles Morales, mm-hmm. and Black Panther.
Black Panther. Nice. But yeah, I really enjoyed that game so much, man, on the Switch. It was really good.
My only problem with that game is when a lot of stuff is happening, you can't tell what's happening. Right?
Yeah, I mean, well, imagine playing with four.
Right.
You know, so yeah, definitely. But that's one of those games that, well, it was like that in the previous games too.
Yeah.
That there's so much stuff going on the screen, but what I think it would be even more chaotic, handheld four players. That would be way too chaotic. I think this to me, if you're one player, hey, that's fine.
Right.
Four players, play on the TV.
I mean, are you literally going to ever do the kickstand, get four people around on a table?
You'd be surprised. I'm surrounded with cousins, getting nephews and nieces, you know? So, yeah. Wow, but I'm in shock about that. You said that game was disappointing. Okay, wow. All right. Any other game that biggest surprise maybe or that you were like, this game is going to be all right? Wait, you watched Cyberpunk? Yeah, you got to see it?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
It's good.
It's good.
It's just like I saw it last year, and this demo doesn't 100% fully expand on what we saw last year. So now it's just
I think last year was more of this is the world. Right. Check it out. This one was more about the character than the world. So the options, the way how you could attack the enemies.
You can approach the situation. Yeah.
Some people that were standing around me, they were like, oh, I'm going to be shooting. I'm thinking, no, I'm going to be hacking the whole time. That's cool.
Yeah, so actually the more surprising thing from CD Projekt Red was The Witcher for Switch.
And we talked about this. I wish we had a recorder that night.
Because
was it that during the day or night? We were just hanging out and we were talking about them. I'm like, dude, I think it's coming. It's gonna happen.
And not only does it not only did it happen, it actually looks pretty good.
Wait, you watched it? You got to see
it? They had screenshots and stuff.
And they had the video.
Yeah. So it actually looks pretty good.
So I read it's a 540p handheld, 720p TV.
And it's
everything in one cartridge.
And it's a 32 gig cartridge.
How they put it on? I don't know.
No, we're
so you know the quality went really down.
Yeah. No. So we were surprised. We were like, all the voices, all the things, all the expansions.
Two expansions, right? Is it two or three?
Three.
Three. Plus all the quests that came out throughout the year.
So on a Switch card.
You want to hear some crazy story? Went to CD Projekt Red. I went over there. I mean, look, I have an appointment for Cyberpunk tomorrow, but I'm here for just one question only. How you guys put it off? I want to ask the person that worked on that. And they're like, no, we're here to focus on Cyberpunk, but thank you for asking. I'm like, damn it. Because I'm curious how the hell they put that off.
We're going to talk with them. I'm trying to say it because it's Saber Interactive did the port.
Saber Interactive.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So CD Projekt
worked
with
them. People from
but Saber Interactive was the one who did the
really?
Port.
Really?
Yeah.
So they, wow. Because so Panic Button to me is also a pretty good company that knows how to port games to the Switch.
Yeah. But I mean, I'll need to see it. When it actually comes out, I'll need to see it. But from what it looks like, I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
Because when we were talking before in the previous conversation, mm-hmm. we were kind of like, oh, it's going to look like real muddy.
Yeah, and it doesn't look like it. But games like Doom on the Switch, you could tell. Yeah, it's slow. You could tell.
Yeah.
The videos that I've seen, you can't really tell until unless you really look at it for a very long time, I think. I don't know. We'll see. Well, depends on your TV too, because I was watching the press conference on a laptop. So maybe that you watch it on a big screen.
Well, I mean, we watch it on a laptop, but then they have the like video afterwards. Like they
released it. Yeah. Oh damn, I'm curious. I gotta watch that. Yeah, Anything else, man?
I'm probably gonna give a shout out. This is a small game from Paradox. It's called Empire of Sin.
Okay.
And it's a strategy game that takes place in 1920s Prohibition Chicago. And like you're a crime boss and like you just fight in the city, like taking over rackets and like dope. Selling liquor and stuff. And that's from Romero Games. I was surprised. We gave him an Editor's Choice Award.
Nice. Was that for what, PC?
PC, Xbox One, PS4, and Switch. Also Switch.
Wow. Interesting. I got to look it up.
Yeah, man.
Definitely, man. Well, I just want to say, man, thanks for taking your time. I know you were busy typing.
That's all good.
I wanted to do this quick because I know we were going back and forth on Twitter. Like, hey, let's have him on the show. You know, so yeah. I just want to say thanks, man.
Well, thank you for having me.
Want to mention social media, website, people could follow you and everything?
You can find me personally on at Automatic Zen, Z-E-N. And you can find my work every day on usgamer.net.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks a lot, man. All right.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.